on the book, Mordechai Eliyahu, that they put together after he passed away. I told you already why I liked Mordechai Eliyahu. First of all, because he said both Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. And not only Sfaradim, he also brings down according to the Ari, according to Ben Ishchai, and I really like that. It's very clear that it's the halacha of Mordechai Eliyahu. So we have a book over here of our whole day, a day of a Jew, from morning to night, doing all the prayers and all the mitzvahs that a person has to do every day. And it's I think it's important, we'll go through, and it has davening also inside. And it'll give us clarity about life. All kinds of beautiful halachas, beautiful. I'll tell you one thing. So first of all, if Avshalom has a whole CD about this, all the shiur he gave, if you want to get up well, whenever you want to get up, you have to sleep well. If you don't sleep well, you're not going to get up well. So the day begins with how you go to sleep. That's how we begin, how we go to sleep. Zman Hashem, not Mitzvah. So Chazal teaches what's the time that a person needs to sleep. How many hours a person needs to sleep. Once I heard a shiur from Abdallah the Numan, and he said, first, I didn't hear the whole shiur, I just heard this sentence, and I was very far. A person has to sleep 8 hours. First, he went over and over, first, has to sleep 8 hours, 8 hours. 8 hours is awesome. And then he said at the end, 8 hours and 48 hours.
48
hours. That's good. Lishon balayla mishesh ad shmona shaot. A normal person needs to sleep at night between 6 and 8 hours. That's good. Rabbeinu said if someone sleeps too little, he burns out his brains.
Burns out?
His brain.
They've literally done studies on that.
Rabbeinu said that sleeping a little bit, and put them on, sleeping a little bit minimizes the time of the lust for new. Right? But what we do, it harms our head. Also, if you sleep a lot, it also minimizes the lust. What are you doing? Sleeping a lot, more than 8 hours burns out the brains. So what is one going to do? Rabbi Nathan says, so what we have left is just a scream session. So between 6 and 8 hours is normal. A person could sleep 5.5 and then rest a little bit in the afternoon or whatever. But 6 to 8 hours is good for a person's health. Okay? Now, he adds more. B'derech klal tov shishan lo yotam shishan. It's better to learn not more than 6 hours, not to sleep not more than 6 hours. Why? Usually. Why? Because then a person could learn Torah also at night. He went to sleep at 9 or 10, right? 6 hours later, until night, he can get up, he could sit in Chatzot, he could learn Torah. He still didn't waste his whole life. Okay? So 6 hours should be the ultimate, he says here, according to the Ben Ishchai. If he's tired, then he can rest afterwards. But 6 hours is the ultimate time. He wants to sleep. Now, if he slept less than 6 hours, like Le Shishi, he stayed up very, very late, or he stayed up all night, or Rosh Chodesh, or a special night, Tikkun Karet, he's learning all night, whatever. Or he got up very early because it's the month of Elul and he wants to get up for Slichot, to stay like that. Right? In that case, if he did it for Hashem, you should trust Hashem, and Hashem will not bring him to any harm. So basically, Rabbi Eliyahu is saying like this. Normally, you couldn't sleep 6 hours. If he needs more, he can sleep more. But if someone is really serving Hashem with all of his efforts, and now he's going to get up early because of that, even earlier, so you could trust Hashem that Hashem will not let him fail. Hashem will let him. But a person has to check himself if he's up to that level or not. So you can't tell a person, no, you have to work on yourself to sleep less. That comes with the person's work. Right? So we're not telling anyone what to do. We're telling people that between 6 and 8 hours is normal. Okay? 6 is good, up to 8 maximum. And if you're tired, another day you can rest. But, of course, a person can work on getting to a level where he even sleeps less and it won't harm him. We know tzaddikim. Instead of 2 hours, 3 hours, 24 hours. How is that? And they lived, they were fire the whole life. How is that? So they worked on it. Ma'alat ha-shena. the advantage of sleeping. The Ben Ish Chai says that Shena La'adam Balayla Yesh Batzoch Betoelet Gam Tzela Ruchaniyut. The sleeping of a person at night, there's a need also in a spiritual way. לכן צריך לכוון שגם בשעת השינה הוא עובד בו, or if a person has an intention when he's going to sleep, that by him sleeping he's going to serve Hashem. Okay? That's why you make a bracha, מפיל חבלי שינה, we say bracha, that he puts us to sleep. And it's good to say before a person goes to sleep, הרי אני מוכן לישון, I'm preparing myself to sleep in order for my mind to be clear, so I can serve Hashem. And on Shabbos, you can also add, I'm preparing myself to sleep for serving Hashem, and for the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. Okay? The person says, so he's sleeping with the right intention, so he's serving Hashem. The person just collapsed onto the bed. And just, so, Ramanu. So Avinu says that he could have dreams from demons. He could bring it to Piyama Brit. Therefore, it's very important to sleep, talking to myself, with Kedusha, with the right intention, right tefillot. For Avshalom, the whole beautiful city, it's called the Torer, Mashana, waking up from the sleep. Let's talk about all about how to go to sleep. Beautiful city, I heard many times. I'm still not up to it. It's not Hashem. So, when's the best time to sleep? At night is the best time to sleep, and the best time at night is the first half of the night. Not like they do in all the yeshivot, where they learn till midnight, and then they go to sleep. It's not the healthiest for the body. Not in a spiritual way, not in a physical way. The best is to use the first half of the night to sleep. First half. After Maariv, then to go to sleep is the best for the body. And a person can see clearly that when he sleeps in the first half of the night, he can sleep less hours and gives him more koach. Then going to sleep late, right? He sleeps more hours and has less koach. He can sleep from midnight to 12 to 7, he'll be tired. It's hard for him to get up. And if he sleeps from 8 o'clock in the evening till 1, till 2, he's fine, 100%. I'm telling you on my own flesh, I'm telling you. For years, I'm telling you, I checked it out. It's batuach like that.
You were sleeping the other way.
What?
After 12.
I did both, of course.
You did both.
And there's nothing like working graveyard shift.
I did graveyard shift.
10 p.m., that's like 9:30 p.m. to 7 a.m.
So when do you sleep?
I would normally sleep from like 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
It's the day.
Yeah.
That's the worst, yes.
What about if you're, you know, depending on the size of your family, you might have kids that go to bed like up until 9 o'clock. So 8 o'clock wouldn't be a good time for you. But after, unless your wife is okay with
So you dive in for all the levels. You don't enforce yourself. And that's about in my house. My son goes to sleep at 9. I go to sleep at 8:30. Usually if you have a kid who goes to sleep at 9, no one needs you around. If he can go to sleep at 9, he doesn't need you to shower him or to dress him or to put him to sleep. He's done 9 or 10 years old already. He does things by himself. Usually they need help with the 4-year-old, the 5-year-old, the 6-year-old. They go to sleep at 7.
I mean, we haven't even mentioned newborns.
Newborns we don't deal with. What do you mean? They deal with them. You could nurse a baby.
Giving a bottle.
I don't know those things. We give bottles only to cats. Our kids, they nurse from the mothers. Yeah, but yeah, if you do bottles, yeah, of course, then you have other things to deal with.
Changing diapers.
Can't change your diapers. Yeah, they do that. Well, what do we do? We have to get up ourselves. Even a woman, it's good if she makes sure to go to sleep early and get up early and do things in the house. And instead of going to sleep late, doing things in the house in the early part of the night. The kids go to sleep at 7, 8, 8, go to sleep with them and get up at 4 or 5. You get a lot more done. I'm telling you also from my own house. You get a lot more done when you go to sleep early and you get up early. It works better. First thing, of course, check himself before he goes to sleep. To go to the show team, to go to use the restroom before, of course. It's brought down the name of Kaf HaChaim. not to have any metals on you when you're sleeping. Take off your glasses when you're sleeping.
Okay. Yeah, watch.
A watch.
Take it off?
Yeah. And if it's metal, it's metal. It's yeah. Better. So it's better, he says here, you can put between the watch and you, like something to make a difference. Not good to sleep with metal on you. Kafa Chaim.
Let us
say why.
What about the belt?
Is what?
The belt.
The belt. Of course, also belt. Not to have metal on you. Not good to sleep with metal. Metal is not good.
Well, if metal's not good, what about electronics?
Yeah, like, people sleep with that electric blanket.
No, I was thinking like the cell phone, the...
My mother told me, don't put yourself on here, it's not good for the heart. Don't put yourself in your pocket, it's not good for having children. Don't put your pillow on here, that's the way we're going to put it.
Well, it's true.
So put it in your bag.
It's true.
Tzurat Hashina. How to sleep? It's brought down in the Sfarim Moshe. He brings down here in the name of the Rambam and the Ben Ish Chai also. That until half the night you sleep on your left side, and afterwards, if you want, you sleep on the other side. So how could you know right, left? You don't know. But when you go to sleep, you do know, right? So when you go to sleep, sleep on the left side. Of course, we don't sleep on the back. You could sleep on the back, tilt it a little bit to the side, yeah, but not completely on the back, and not on the stomach. According to the Sod, it's good not to go to sleep after 3 hours of the beginning of the night. So when does the night begin now? Around 8, right? 5 to 8?
Yeah.
It's good to go to sleep between 5 to 8, 5 to 11. Try to go to sleep in those hours. He says here, if a person daven plaga mincha, which is now about 6:15, daven ma'ariv then, so you can calculate from then 3 hours. See? 18:00. By 9:15, beautiful, he's sleeping. It's the best, I'm telling you, go sleep early is the best. You sleep early, you get up early. Last night, I went to sleep late, it was Shabbat. I got up very late. I got up only at 6:00 in the morning, and whatever Hashem wants. But you feel like all the most precious hours I lost. The precious hours, 2:00 in the morning. Literally, those are the main hours. Yeah, they're the main hours. I'm telling you.
I don't even understand what he said. 3 hours
within,
and then
wake up. No, to go to sleep within the 3 hours, first 3 hours.
Oh, during those 3 hours to go to sleep.
Yeah, not
to sleep your 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah, not to go to sleep. It's better to go to sleep within those 3 hours, according to the Sod, according to Kabbalah.
Yeah,
it's 11. Till 11:00, we sleep.
As long as there's no problem with Shalom Bayis.
Shalom Bayis, Achi Rashuv. I got also today. Better for him to sit and eat pancakes with his wife.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Shalom Bayis is a different story.
Yeah, that's the top. Yeah,
that's the Ikar. He said, he told you to sit down and eat cake, so sit down and eat cake. Because otherwise you won't be able to go to bother do it. If you sat down and ate cake, right, when she told you to and had your coffee, then she let you go for another 10 hours in the field. If you said, no, I don't want to eat, I don't know, come on, or you're finished with the field for that day. It's true. Shalom Bayis is malakol. Everything I tell you is for Shalom Bayis. First of all, Shalom Bayis. Chakach, everything else. First of all, Shalom Bayis. First of all, your wife should agree with you, should be happy with you. Then do whatever you want. Then do all your avodot Hashem, all your chassidut, whatever you want. First, the wife has to be happy. Rechuk Ashena me'arucha. To distance your sleep from food. All the doctors say this, right? Very important. Ben Ish Chai, the Rambam. The person should be careful not to sleep right after you eat. Rather, you should wait a little bit and then you should sleep. This is, of course, if you ate something light. But if you ate something heavy, you ate meat, you ate chicken, you ate heavy things for the body, you should wait 3 or 4 hours before it goes to sleep. That's why in the evening, it's not good to eat a big meal. So I'm sorry for all Americans over here, which are used to eating big meals as a dinner. It's very unhealthy. Unless you eat at 5 o'clock, b'sedel. But if you're eating your main meal at 7 or 8, it's not good for the body. Not good for the body. It's better to eat the main meal in the midday. In the evening, you eat a light meal, because the body, besides the fact that the body goes like this. In the morning, it digests not so good. In the middle of the day, it digests that. And then after that, it goes down until the end of the day. Okay, according to some studies, other studies say otherwise. But anyways, according to the Rambam, the big meal should be in the middle of the day, not in the end of the day. Not to eat heavy things in the end of the day. And if you did eat, you should not go to sleep right away.
Also, no coffee or tea or stimulants.
Why not?
At the end of the day.
What happened then?
Because you're wired up in the caffeine.
Okay,
you won't be able to get to sleep.
Those who it affects. It's good to sleep out of Divrei Torah. From Divrei Torah, meaning learning Divrei Torah and then falling asleep. Right? And even if you can't fall asleep from Divrei Torah, so at least even have in mind your Aleph days. Meditate on the Aleph days. You know, Aleph, hey, but yeah. Meditate, just give up. Okay. Think of Hashem. Then you sleep a holy sleep. This Rav Aruch says in the CD over there, the way a person went to sleep, it's exactly how he's getting up. When he's too upset, he'll get up upset. It's not going to go away. So go to sleep with Hashem. You get up with Hashem. You get here also a CD, or some holy music, or some Shiur Torah in his ears. They fall asleep. It used to be in the olden days that they told the people should not sleep. They said they can't sleep during the day, they're unhealthy, this and that. Today, we're not choshish for that. And if you're tired, you can sleep, you can rest during the day, up to an hour is definitely not a problem. And especially a person who was up at night, he got up, he slept 4 hours at night, and he went to serve Hashem, went to the fields, and then he went to the Beis Medrash to learn Torah, whatever. And then the other day, he wants to rest. It's a mitzvah to rest during the day. Even. It's a mitzvah. He's keeping the health of his body. So the body, yeah. There's no damage to that. Sleeping on Shabbos is part of the mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos. Having pleasure on Shabbos. Even the Ari HaKadosh should sleep during that time. This is all the people who learn Torah all day. They go to Yeshiva every day, so they sleep on Shabbos. People who work all day, their mitzvah is to sit alone on Shabbos. All week they work, they have only 1 hour a day, whatever, they learn Torah. So on Shabbos, what are they going to do? Also learn 1 hour a day? Oh, on Shabbos they should learn more. So, Allah, the importance of learning at night. A person should take any effort to learn Torah at night. That when a person learns Torah at night, he'll be able to come to Chut Shechesed during the day. What does that mean? It says that someone who wakes up at night chatzot and he goes to learn Torah, so it's a chut shel chesed, which is over his head or whatever at the end of the day. He learns Torah at night. Even if a person cannot get up chatzot, literally chatzot, which is around quarter to two or something today, 5 to 2, get up before it's day. Day is what? 4:10, 4:15 starts the day, 4:10. So go to sleep early and get up at 3 o'clock. Makara, get up at 3:30, get up at 4. Get up early. Why waste the life in the bed? Yalla. Akum kva. Yofi. Learning, this is something people always wonder. Learning Tanakh at night and the weekday is not the best thing. At night, we learn Torah Baal Peh. We learn Mishnayot, we learn Gemara, we learn Halacha, okay? But if it's Shabbos, a Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos and Yom Tov, not Rosh Chodesh, and it's okay to learn everything, whatever you want. Shnami gavecha tagum, and Thursday night is not a problem. But now, if you're learning Tanakh with the commentary, so it's not considered reading Tanakh, and you're allowed to learn it at night. All that we said is until. Yeah. No. Now, what about Tehillim?
If you learn the Chumash with Rashi, okay. At night it's okay.
In Abaya. No problem. With the commentary, not just to read.
Rashi's a commentary.
Yeah? In Abaya. It's not considered just reading Pesukim, it's considered learning them. Tehillim at night. Now, if you're saying Tehillim, if someone asks you, could I say Tehillim? Tell him, no, you don't say Tehillim at night. But if someone says Tehillim for someone who's sick, don't tell him, don't say Tehillim. Say Tehillim. This is all until Chatzot. After Chatzot, of course you get to Tehillim. We say the Tikkun Leah, it's the whole Tehillim. It's all from Tehillim. Tim Chatzot. After Chatzot, say Tehillim. Zavaya.
I heard Tikkun HaKlali is okay to say anytime.
Anytime, Tikkun HaKlali.
It's
right.
What's wrong saying Tehillim, right?
It's according to Kabbalah. Yeah. The first half, the whole Tanakh. You shouldn't learn Bechal Tanakh at night. At night. Unless you're learning with a commentary. Tehillim usually you don't learn with a commentary, you just say it. That you could say from Chatzot and on. We said this already. Nice that a person does not sleep at all. There's a night like that coming up, right? So half an hour before Chatzot, she say Kirat Shema. Okay? The whole Kirat Shema. All three parshiyot of Kirat Shema.
What do you do with Havdalah in this situation? I mean, like I'm in shul, you daven Havdalah, do you like stay in shul to begin the evening service for, you know,
tomorrow?
Yeah, of course. Or do you go home?
No, stay in shul until after davening. After davening, you go home and make a special kiddush with Havdalah.
Right.
And then you have a whole Yom Tov meal. And then you go back to shul and you learn.
Not every shul is doing that. Some shuls are staying
in. Impossible.
They have a meal.
You have to have a meal.
You have to have a meal.
That's the point. If they're kiddush, they have a meal. If they're having a meal there, fine. But said they're having whatever for all the widows over there and people are alone. Of course. But if you're people with families, not pitam. You go home, they make kiddush, you have a Yom Tov meal, you sing zmirot, you rejoice with the chag, with the Torah, and then you go back to shul and you wait till the morning. So then, a half an hour before Chatzot, you should say Kirat Shema. Say it on. Okay. Tikkun Chatzot. You ever heard that? You ever say Tikkun Chatzot, Yaakov? Good. You ever say it?
Do I say it? No.
Did you ever say it?
No.
Why not?
I know where it is, but I don't say it.
You can say it. It's very easy to say.
I always say thank you, Hashem.
It's very easy to say. Every sinner has it.
I think that that's expression of my will is positive.
So if you're up, let's say. If you're up, say. Between 2 in the morning until 4:15 in the morning, if you're up, so say. You ever say Yudah?
Yeah.
Hashem. I know you say.
I wish I'd say it every day.
Amen. So, listen to what the Avayah writes very nicely. The kavana of the mitzvah, the intention when one does a mitzvah. Yesh mitzvot sheikar ki yuman ha-maseh shbayam. There are some mitzvot, some commandments, some mitzvahs that we do, but the main thing is the action itself. And the purity of the thoughts and the intention of the mitzvah, it joins the mitzvah, but even if you don't have the intention, you still do the mitzvah. Okay? Understand? But there are those mitzvahs, there are other mitzvahs, that the main thing is the intention and the pure thoughts of a person without any action. For example, Adam shebizman akavar kavam pesach hashem achshavot gvod teorot gvod teorot miyem kavam pesach achlo makri v'poha kavam pesach. A person who at the time of being Kohen Pesach, yeah, he does Kavanas Ha'ari, his field, everything. He doesn't bring an actual lamb to Beis HaMikdash. You know what the law is? Kavanas. Shkoyach for all the beautiful thoughts and all the high cleaving Kakush Bochu with all the very beautiful things that you know. But the Maizah, you have to take a lamb, shecht it, and bring it to Beis HaMikdash.
They have special coins.
Special coins or what?
They have coins for that lamb. You can come with the coin.
And then they have the lambs over there, and yeah.
Unfortunately, we have a little minor problem today with the police.
I guess that's the beginning of Rami Levi.
On the other hand, if a person eats Kohen Pesach, not for any Kohen Pesach, he likes steak, he eats it with all his like that, right? He still yearns to Kohen Pesach. Even though he didn't have any holy thoughts in anything, he bought the Kohen Pesach, he had a good meal, and he's yearning to the Kohen. It's not the best thing, but he's yearning to the mitzvah. Right? Now, who are deemed tefillah she'avodah she'balev, ikar ha'maseh. So too, prayer. Prayer is with the heart. But it doesn't mean if he doesn't have a heart, he shouldn't daven mincha ma'ariv, shachis. Of course he has to daven. All the prayers that Chazal taught us, he has to stand, say shmoneh esre, and daven. Even if he has no intention at all, he has to do it. Okay? If he just thinks it, he has the most kavana. But he doesn't take out the words from his mouth, he's not yet a mitzvah tefillah. I don't care what you thought. He has to say the words out of his mouth. Okay?
So it's okay to daven without kavanah.
It's not okay to daven without kavanah. One daven without kavanah, he's yet to daven. It's not okay to go in there. Okay, I'm going to.
Like in football, you get a field goal or you can get a touchdown. You get a field goal, okay, but that's why. If you do it with Kavanah, you're going to get a touchdown.
Yeah. So too with Tikkun Chatzot. Tikkun Chatzot, even if a person is to say it without tears and sitting and crying and mourning over Chumash, he just says what it says in the Siddur, says the Hillel, he says the Kinas. He's still there to Tikkun Chatzot. That's fine, it's Vesel Gamur. Eventually, Bezal Hashem, he'll also get a feeling and cry about Beis HaMikdash. But it doesn't mean if he doesn't have the right intention,
don't do it.
Not pito. You do it anyways.
Doesn't the Chassid just say that if you can focus on one word with intention, it's like with Kavanah, with the correct Kavanah, it's like you did all of the prayers. Like if you find one word in Shacharis that you focus on and you really focus on Kavanah, it's like you daven all of Shacharis. Do you believe that?
Benes says
that. I mean,
what does that mean? Practically, I shouldn't daven? I just focus on one thing, not daven the rest of it?
No, it means that you daven correctly. You found something in it.
Nachon, of course. Rabbeinu says like that also. To daven one, to focus on one thing, and the Hashem, you'll focus on more things and more things. A person has to remember, in serving Hashem, where he's up to is the peak. And there's always a higher peak to reach. Where he's up to is the peak, the highest place. And there's always where to go for him. How does that work? It's a contradiction, you're right. But wherever I am right now, that's what I'm going to assume. Anyway, the person is to try to sit in Chatzot every night. And not to nullify even one night to sit in Chatzot. Every night, the Hashem, person has a schut to say, Tikkun Chatzot, Yofi. The Hashem, you go through everything.
When do you sit in Chatzot? And then we're going to go on to Mikveh and going to the Davin and Asher Yatzah, all the mitzvahs of a person.